number two of the show. This is Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about anything from the political to the personal. 800-259-5791. If you don't, then we get to talk about what we want to. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with over 56,000 posts for you to surf around through.
Goodness.
Almost 950 users interacting. It's all totally free. And there are posts there from just fun stuff to, for instance, somebody posted inside. And on the bulletin board system, the posts go crazy. It'll start with one topic, and then it'll just devolve into something completely different. So there's one topic. I don't even remember what the original topic was, but somebody posted in a link of a video, and when you click on the video, it pops up, and it's amazing. It's a video footage of an octopus killing a shark.
Gosh.
Yeah. It was really cool. I mean, it's a big octopus, but...
And a little shark.
Sure.
No, the shark was a good 5-foot shark.
Really?
It was a good size. And what was happening was the aquarium where both of these beasties were, they had noticed that the sharks were dying. Like every 4 or 5 days, there'd be a dead shark at the bottom of the tank. And they were wondering what was going on. I mean, they just recently put this octopus in there, but it's an octopus. It's an invertebrate. They never thought anything of...
Doesn't kill sharks.
Right. And so they set up some cameras, and sure enough, I mean, this sucker reaches right up with one of his tentacles as the shark's passing over top of him, snatched the shark down, and just literally, like almost Python-like, strangled the life out of it.
Wow. You know, that doesn't surprise me at all, because
really?
At...
It surprised the experts.
800
probably surprised the shark a little, too.
Well, sure. 800 million years octopi have been around. That's longer than any other species that is currently still around. Also, octopi are so well adapted. They can change color to fit in with their surroundings. They shoot ink. I mean, they're crazy fast. They're killing machines. I wish I was an octopus sometime.
You must have done a high school research project.
No,
you really just wanted to go and learn about octopi.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're great little creatures.
This one wasn't little.
Mm-mm.
Well, no.
This was a big one.
Anyway, it was very cool. So this was like just some random thing that I found on the bulletin board system today. It was so cool.
Our bulletin board system.
Yeah, at freetalklive.com, and it's totally free, so go check it out. All right, with that, we are going to talk about Americans. Yeah, we're here in America. We're doing this show from Tampa Bay, Florida, and the Gallup Poll Service has done a little poll. Of course, they do it all the time. When you do polls, you typically poll at least 1,000 adults, and it's a random sample, meaning that they, they randomly pick from different age groups and that sort of thing, and they create the results. Well, more than 7 in 10 Americans say that the nation would be better off if, quote, the leaders of our nation followed the views of the public more closely. And more than 6 in 10 Americans agree that the nation will be better off if the leaders followed the views of the public opinion polls more closely.
Hmm. Opinion polls?
Yeah. 60% of Americans said that the government should listen to public opinion polls more often.
Are these the same opinion polls that said that Kerry won the election?
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm just being clear.
I think they were talking about as far as...
No.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I think they were just talking about as far as like what people want. You know, I guess they're claiming that people know what they want, and the opinion polls reflect it, so the politicians should pay more attention to them, is basically the suggestion here. So then, let me just skip down to the summary here. Americans, perhaps not surprisingly, have a great faith in themselves as a guiding force in a democracy. As a result, they think the nation would be better off if their elected representatives paid more rather than less attention to the views of the people, including those views as measured in public opinion polls. However, here's the catch. Despite the fact that a majority of Americans believe the nation would be better off in this fashion, most Americans don't really understand public opinion polls. In fact, the paradox here is that Americans don't even understand how a random sample of 1,000 people can accurately represent the views of millions of Americans. They just don't get it. So while they think polls are accurate representations of American thoughts, they don't quite understand the whole polling thing. Isn't it a bizarre little statistic?
It makes you think that the Americans are just trusting the heck out of these polling organizations.
Well, that's one of the things. That is one of the things that they did not address, and I think is really important, because the most critical thing about any poll is how the questions are asked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The way you ask a question will determine the answers. I mean, you can take a group of...
It will determine the answers. Now, I've taken a few of these, and I guess I'm kind of pay attention to the little tricks. And, of course, I know what my principles are. Small government. But not everybody does. They just think, is this right or is it wrong? You know?
Yeah.
And one way it's killing babies, the other way it's abortion.
Well, I actually get Zogby polls.
Pro-choice.
You can actually go to Zogby's website, which is another major polling organization, and you can sign up to have them send you polls. So it's not really very random, but it's still cool to participate because they're publishing these results somewhere.
Sure.
And so I participate in probably it's like once a month or once every other month or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm frequently disappointed. Zogby's cool because they give you libertarian to choose from as far as they'll ask you what party are you in,
right,
who did you vote for, and who did you vote for in 2004, and they'll list Michael Badnarik from the Libertarian Party.
So they actually acknowledge our existence?
They do acknowledge our existence.
Hey, all right.
Which is a step in the right direction. However, most of the questions, again, have that kind of false dichotomy to them where the premise of the question is based, is steeped in government control. It presumes that government control is the right thing to have.
Right.
And then it just simply asks the question as to, well,
how
what
would
kind
we
of,
implement the government control?
Yeah, what kind of government control would you like in this case? That
right.
sort of thing. And so whenever they do that, I make a point of shooting them a quick email saying, I couldn't answer these questions because you didn't give me a choice that works for me. You know, and the choice that works for me as a libertarian, I always thank them for acknowledging the fact that there are libertarians, but it's the rest of their questions that they just totally ignore it.
Right.
So like this one here, I mean, this Gallup poll about polling says that Americans have great faith in themselves as a guiding force in a democracy. Gallup should know better that this is not a democracy. So Gallup is, and again, I'm sure they know better and they're just trying to promote their political views amongst the polled. Gallup is presuming that we're a democracy, and it's telling people that we're a democracy, so it's helping reinforce the misconception, this wide misconception that we have in this country, that we're actually a democracy.
Very wide.
When in fact,
just
not the case.
Not so much.
Yeah, well, just in case this is new news to somebody out there, this country, America, was founded as what they call a representative republic. Now, the representatives are elected democratically, meaning majority rules in the elections.
Mm-hmm.
But majority is not supposed to rule when it comes to, you know, what kind of toothpaste people use.
Right.
Or what kind of cell phone towers people can put up on other people's property.
Or how much of the money that they earn they get to keep.
Right.
But it did.
So Gallup is promoting the view that we're actually a democracy. And so that's why it's just it's an interesting little poll, interesting to relate here. Anyway, your thoughts, 800-259-5700.
I think if the poll shows anything, it's that Americans are so confused.
Oh, my goodness, we are. I mean, one question later, they've just totally revealed their ignorance.
People don't know where they stand. I mean, they have feelings and half-hearted opinions on things, but really it's just so swayed by how the question's asked and... There are so many variables, it's silly.
Not only do they not know where they stand, if they believe they're standing somewhere, they don't really know where it is that they're standing. I'm a Republican. I'm a small government conservative. But you're standing in the camp of the fascists who want to control almost every aspect of your lives. I'm a Democrat. I care about people. I care about poor people. The Democratic Party's the only party that cares about the poor. But you're standing in a camp of a group of people that claims to care about the poor, but yet passes laws,
they
all
keep them poor.
Kinds of laws, that do everything they can to keep them in abject poverty. You can't see this? You can't see the forest through the trees, or however, you know, whatever the phrase is? These people are clueless. But it's so obvious to us. From the outside, I suppose. I mean, we've managed to see the lies. Why can't they? Why do they continue to be brainwashed? Is it because they watch the media? Is that what the factor is? Is it the government schools? What's your answer? 800-259-5791.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? What Whatever it is you seek, Zangle could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zangle is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791, toll-free 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent in their photograph. We put them up on our website because we love our lady listeners on Free Talk Live. I want to show you off to prove, specifically to program directors, that we actually have women listening to the show. And, of course, they're not just any old women. They're women that have actually taken the time to send us a photograph of themselves proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. And that usually means holding up some sort of homemade sign that references the show. And ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages are on the shrine. Check it out, freetalklive.com. In fact, we just added a brand new shrine over the weekend. So if you haven't seen her, you definitely want to go take a look at Kelly at freetalklive.com.
You think program directors care about our Shrine of Female Listeners as much as we like it? Do you think that they care?
I've never actually had anyone comment on it, but I think that if I was a program director, I'd find it interesting. Sure. Anyway, let's go to the phones to Johnson in Sarasota. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Johnson. Johnson going once. Johnson going twice.
Hello.
He's here.
Hey. Okay. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. apparently the board op didn't pop me up right away. Anyway,
that's okay. No one's perfect. Move on.
I was going to say, especially if they're unmarried program directors.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Anyway,
well, our Shrine of Female
Listeners. I was reading my board op. He wrote "bite me" on the instant message.
That's good.
Wait, the Shrine of Female Listeners isn't full of unmarried women necessarily.
No.
What does that have to do with anything?
Oh well, I'm suggesting that a single board op, or a single program director would maybe he's appreciate it more.
Guys are single guys are a little more tuned to that sort of thing.
I see.
All right, moving on.
Anyway,
what's on your mind?
Mary Ruhr, I just wanted to thank you guys for reminding me of that. I had read an email this morning, from one of the local libertarian lists about that, and she's offering quite the deal.
Really?
She's giving away 150. You buy a $25 book, she gives away $150 worth of merchandise along with it.
That's killer.
Yeah, and I've been waiting to buy this book for quite some time. I've talked about it on the air, and it is, a fabulous book as far as selling liberty. I would say, her book and Harry Brown's book are by far and away the most informative.
I think that they complement each other perfectly. I think that Harry's book, Why Government Doesn't Work, is probably the first libertarian book I ever read. Mary Ruart's book, one of the ones I read after that, and I think that Harry's book is perfect because it really approaches things from a practical standpoint. He just explains why it is that just government fails at everything that it tries to do. And then Mary Ruart kind of explains that, well, if we got government out of our lives, here's how much better things would be. Mary Ruart basically says that without government involvement, or very minimal government involvement, everything would become a win-win world. I mean, it would be the free market. She really focuses in on the free market and how wonderful things really could be, how much more wealthy this country would be if we were truly a free country. And she suggests that we could be anywhere from 8 to like 18 times as wealthy within just a matter of years if we were to downsize the government.
I absolutely believe that. I mean, the biggest expense for anyone is their taxes for the most part.
Yep.
And, I just wanted to say, we do a lot of asking for things like AMP and whatnot on Free Talk Live and asking for people's votes and whatnot. And since she put this out today, and I didn't already own her book, I jumped on the bandwagon. I went over there and I just ordered the book just now. And, so I really hope that she does make it to her goal of being number one on Amazon today. So,
well, if the worst thing that could happen is
how's she doing?
Or make the bestseller list. I'm not sure. I don't actually, as computer savvy as I am, I don't know how to look that up on Amazon. I don't know Amazon very well.
Normally when you look at a product on Amazon, it'll say sales rank. I don't know if that's what they're trying to achieve, but I would presume that might be what
she's trying to become a top Amazon bestseller. So that is the goal. I will have to look that up, and I will cheat an IM or something.
Very good. So she sold you then, basically, with $150 bonus.
$150 bonus. I mean, I was going to buy the book anyway, but now I'm not going to wait. And if I can do anything I can to help her reach her goal of becoming a top seller and getting her goal is to get the book to a top seller on Amazon so that it helps promote liberty and kind of spreads the message. She really wants to spread the message of liberty around the country. And
I got
to
say that
on the top seller list.
I had so many different emails. I had an email come in from Downsize DC. I had an email come in from the local libertarians. I had an email come in from the Advocates for Self-Government. I hope someday Free Talk Live can get 20 different liberty organizations basically pitching the show on their behalf.
It's such a positive message, and I think that's good to put out that positive message.
All right, Johnson, thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. And we're not being paid for this.
Oh no,
we're not getting a cut of the book sales.
Well, she hasn't made it to the top 25 yet.
Well, it's that good of a book. It really is.
It is a very good book.
Ruart.com, ruart.com/Amazon should get you to where you need to go. All right, so 800-259-5791. With that, let's go to an email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one came in from Matt, and he's referring to our Friday show that we did with Dr. Gene Ray from TimeCube.com. You laugh, Jason, because you know who Gene Ray is.
Yeah, I certainly do.
Yes. Well, some people didn't get it. We did not start the show. Something we debated before the show was whether or not we should set up the scam. Because basically what hour number one of Friday night's show was was an hour-long scam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we weren't scamming the listeners as much as we were scamming Dr. Gene Ray.
The wisest human.
Right. Right. And I thought, we said before the show, before we went on the air, I said, all right, should we talk about it? Should we set it up in advance? And I thought, let's not do it, because I was concerned that Gene Ray would go and listen to the show after the fact and hear that we were basically playing with him, and then he wouldn't want to come on with us in the future. Because I do want to have him back. And when we're on more radio station affiliates and can have even more fun with him, I do want to have him back. Basically, Gene Ray is a total nut job. He is... He's a nice enough guy. I mean, he's a friendly old man, as long as you don't cross him and you don't, you know, you're not the wrong color. He seems to have some old biases.
He does seem to have that a little
bit. Yeah. I guess he's like a southern dude, you know, an old southern man, and he's in his late 70s. He's, I think, 78 years old, and he is, I don't know at what point, I don't know when in his life that he lost his mind. Yeah, but he's totally...
He did crack.
Totally. I mean, he's probably the craziest person outside of the bum that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
Jason was telling us that he was at Starbucks earlier today, and there was some bum outside just spraying people's cars down with a hose.
He was spraying down the malt, spraying down the cars. He managed to spray a woman. I had to kick him out.
Yeah.
Turned off the power to the coffee shop.
You had to, you know what?
Well, actually, I didn't really have to. I mean, I take pleasure in putting the bums in the place.
Mary Ruard's book is number 21.
Awesome. Oh, sweet. Yeah. Wow, it's working.
I guess I'm going to get on here and buy that.
Very cool. All right, so you were telling us about this bum. Gene Ray's not bum crazy, but he's just nuts. And he believes that, I don't even want to explain, I can't even begin to explain what he believes. But what we did was we ran a scam on Gene. We had him come on the show, and we pretended like we were in on it. I mean, we pretended like we were in with Flynn with what he was saying. Like, we totally understood what he was talking about from TimeCube.com.
Did you say in with Flynn?
Yes, I did.
In like Flint.
In like Flint. Like Flynn. It's in
Flint.
Like Flint.
Flint. With
really?
A T on the end.
No, I think it's Flynn.
It is Flint.
I'm pretty sure it's Flint.
Okay.
You'll have to call and correct one of us. 800-259-5700.
But I don't think that he said it right. It's like in like Flynn, not with Flynn.
So,
I mean, like, you didn't go with Flynn?
Some people got it. Some people got the scam without us having to explain it. And they thought it was one of the funniest hours of Free Talk Live they've ever heard. But some people... just didn't get it at all. And we will read an email coming up from somebody who was totally clueless on last Friday. We'll talk about it coming up, Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. finally the solution America needs. The freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We can sign up for the updates. If you just go to updates.freetalklive.com, you will be on the updates list, and that means that whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first via the email. And again, updates.freetalklive.com. So I actually used the phrase "in like Flynn" moments ago.
I believe you said "in with Flynn" or
in yes, like. He said "in with Flynn."
Yeah. Anyway, the phrase is "in like Flynn," and Jason, you said no, it's "in like Flint," and I said no, it's "in like Flynn." Manwich agreed with me that it's "in like Flynn," so he said, "All right, listeners."
Well, I sort of agree. I agreed the Flynn part. It's okay. The for Flynn or somewhere around Flynn in preposition Flynn. Yeah.
Anyway, our listeners are just amazing. At least 3 of them sent in information. One of them claims it's actually in like Flint. The other. Claims it's in like Flynn, and then Johnson gives us the details. Here it is. Now you're going to learn something totally unnecessary here. What is the derivation of in like Flynn? Well, reference books almost universally assert that this set phrase, an American expression meaning to be successful emphatically or quickly, especially in regard to sexual seduction, refers to the Australian-born actor Errol Flynn. His drinking, drug-taking, and sexual exploits were renowned, even for Hollywood. But the phrase is said to have been coined following his acquittal in February 1943 for the statutory rape of a teenage girl. This seems to be supported by the date of the first example recorded in American speech in December 1946, which cited a 1945 use in the sense of something being done easily. The trouble with this explanation is that examples of obviously related expressions have now turned up from dates before Flynn's trial. Barry Popick of the American Dialect Society found an example from 1940, as well as this from the sports section of the San Francisco Examiner of 1942, quote, "Answer these questions correctly, and your name is Flynn, meaning you're in, provided you have 2 left feet and the written consent of your parents."
Well, hot dog!
To judge from a newspaper reference that he turned up from early 1943, the phrase could also then be shortened to "I'm Flynn," meaning "I'm in." It's suggested by some
writers. Sounds like Cockney rhyming slang. I mean, it doesn't make.
It's suggested by some writers that the phrase really originated with another Flynn, Edward J. Flynn, Boss Flynn, a campaign manager for the Democratic Party during FDR's presidency.
Oh.
Flynn's machine in the South Bronx in New York was so successful at winning elections that his candidates seemed to get into office automatically. Therefore, they would be in like Flynn, although Flynn was a campaign manager, not the person running for office. So I don't know if that's
so
quite
I guess that'd be in as a result of Flynn?
Yeah, in because of Flynn. The existence of the examples found by so-and-so certainly suggests the expression was at first unconnected with Errol Flynn, but that it shifted its association when he became such a notorious figure. Since then, it has altered again, because in 1967, a film called In Like Flint,
there we go,
a spy spoof starring James Coburn, took its title by wordplay from the older expression, and in turn caused many people to think that the phrase was actually in like Flint.
Well, well, well. Seems we were all right.
Yes. You learn something new every night.
At this point, if it's a movie that's 60 years old, then that's just as much the phrase as the other. So both of the phrases are correct. I mean, it's. I wouldn't say that. I would say that they're both correct. They both have just as much legitimacy.
Absolutely. Nonetheless, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. So let's see. Gosh, what were we totally lost in this Flynn thing? Were we talking about something?
I can't remember for the life.
All I can think of is Flynn. Oh, yeah. Gene Ray. We were talking about the Friday night show where we had the crackpot known as Dr. Gene Ray. And I'm just going to read this this email from Matt. He says, "I want to follow up, and I write this in complete shock. I don't know how to express what I want to say, but Friday's episode with that doctor had to be a joke, right? How is that crackpot any different than any of the other conspiracy theorists? Please tell me that that was a joke. Timecube.com.
Did you see the fear creeping into his email?
Oh, worried about us.
Well, yeah. I've had a few of these emails that had very similar themes. Like, oh my gosh, you guys actually fell for that? You guys believe? I had somebody email me today, shocked that we would believe that Jean Rey was the wisest human.
Of course we do. Of course we believe that there are four simultaneous days within all of your stupid human days.
And yeah. That all four hemispheres rotate in different directions.
I thought for sure. See, what I was trying to do on Friday night, and again, I knew it would work for some people, and I knew it wouldn't for others. It's just the way everything is.
Yep.
But what I was trying to do is I figured if we said that Jean Rey was the wisest human enough times, people
over
would get it.
And over.
Like, who
and
could
over
possibly...
Again.
I mean, anybody who's listened to this show for more than a few weeks knows that we're pretty rational dudes. We
try our best. Yeah. We may not be right all the time, but we do try our best.
We look at whatever evidence we can find, and we make decisions, we make choices. Who would, in this studio, would ever think that anybody who claimed to be the wisest human actually was?
No, yeah. You're not.
I don't think we would go and call anybody short of Harry Brown the wisest human.
Timecube.com,
he says. I used to call myself the world's sanest human, just because it's a crazy thing to say.
It is pretty crazy.
It is a crazy, crazy thing to say.
Timecube.com, let me go on with the email here. He says, Timecube.com has to be one of the worst attempts to educate anyone I've ever seen. I'm sitting here with my face cupped in my hand. This man is simply trying to leave his mark, and why you all don't see that is beyond me. The man is crazy. Yeah, you're right about that. He is crazy. The reason, and we were having fun with him. The reasoning and logic used by this man even confuses the S out of me. And I'm not saying I'm a genius savant, but I ain't the nation's average.
Well,
and,
you know, one of the things that I liked about having Jean Rey on was that, to me, it's like trumping all the conspiracy theorists call the show.
Oh, right.
Oh yeah, baby. Yeah, well, check this guy out.
We got the godfather of
you think you know
theory.
Everything there is? I got the wisest
You're
human.
Educated stupid, baby.
4 days to your one. You think they're spraying chemicals out of the back airplanes? Uh-uh. All clock faces are wrong, yeah. Mofo.
And what was amazing to me is our intelligent listeners, some of our listeners, you know, again, they got it. And I don't want to rain on some of our listeners' parades. We still love you. We still think you're great listeners. But some people tried to overanalyze it.
Yeah.
They were literally looking through his material, trying to figure this out because we gave it legitimacy, because we sounded serious on the air. They kind of, that translated to them saying, well, Free Talk Live, I trust Free Talk Live, and they're believing this guy. I really should take a close look at this. I don't get it. This is crazy stuff. What's wrong with Free Talk Live?
You just have to take one look at this guy's website. It's all one page. The longest page ever of gobbledygook nonsense.
He's never changed it. He adds to the top and just ships everything down.
That's right.
So, anyway, continuing on here, he says, and he wants to know why no one's trying to dispute his theory. It's because no intelligent person cares about this. And it doesn't help that the man's a racist bigot. I'm listening to it right now, and I just can't take it anymore. Listen to this. Am I going insane? Please tell me you were just humoring him. My brain can't take it anymore. How did you not bust out laughing on the air?
Well, we did bust out laughing. It's
well,
just we were...
We suppressed it pretty well.
Yeah, we kept our mouths shut.
There was definitely some times when you probably could hear us snickering a little bit, but it was very difficult, let me tell you. That's why we're the professionals, Matt.
Yeah, well, it is.
Yeah. Please explain in layman's terms. Well, we're very professional. Why does he say, why does what he says matter? How would it change my life? Will I live a longer, healthier, happier life? What's the point? I guess here's the point.
Four times longer life.
You made a great point, Manwich, that Jean Rey trumps all of the crackpots.
Yeah.
Oh,
He's
the cracked, most nutcase person that I've ever heard of. But the other point is, and I pointed this out before, I have suggested that you never trust anybody. Don't believe what anybody says until you verify it for fact for yourself. So just because Free Talk Live has somebody on the air doesn't mean that you should hold that person to any esteem. Question everything, especially what we say. That was just a perfect example. More coming back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791 is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the show. Anything goes. From the political to the personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you may join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there. Broadband version, the dial-up version, both of them totally free. freetalklive.com. So we're responding to an email from Matt. And Matt's email is exemplary of some of the response that we got. I would say probably one of the most controversial, if not, I guess, confusing shows for some of our listeners, which we did last week on Friday, this past Friday. And since we archived the last 6 days of the show, if you haven't heard it, you should probably go download at least hour number one from Friday at freetalklive.com so you can hear what all this is about. Anyway, Matt says he just didn't quite understand why we were going along with this crackpot. We had a crackpot on the show on Friday night. His name's Dr. Gene Ray. He runs TimeCube.com.
And he is the wisest human.
And he claims to be the wisest human. So we tried to drop as many hints as possible. We were very subtle with our humor on Friday night. And, again, some people really dug it. Some people didn't get it. So we continue with Matt's email. He says, "My brain can't take it anymore. How did you not bust out laughing on the air? Why does what he says matter? How would it change my life? Will I live a longer, healthier, happier life? What's the point?" Well, I don't know what Dr. Gene Ray would say to that. It would probably be something about, well, you were educated stupid, and all clock faces are wrong, and you need to know this stuff because I say so. I don't know. I don't know what he would say.
Four times as long or something.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, what Dr. Gene Ray has to say has no bearing on your life whatsoever. That episode was purely for entertainment purposes. There was nothing. I mean, there's nothing to be learned from hour number one in Friday night's show beyond the fact that there are crazy people in the world, and here's one of them. He has his own website. Oh, that's another great point. There, I guess there are some kind of subtle things that you can pick out, and we'll pick them out for you right now. Whenever somebody comes on this show with one of their crackpot conspiracy theories, they're dropping chemicals on you from the planes. They say, well, there's this weatherman who says that this is true. I mean, that's their evidence. So, well, where'd you hear this?
He's a doctor.
Right. Well, I heard it from this doctor or this weatherman, and here's his website. And then you go to that website, and it's this rambling garbage.
Dr. Manwich says, it's not true. Take a pill. Go to bed.
Yeah. And so Gene Ray is the most extreme example of this. No one could possibly believe what you read. If you go to timecube.com, no one with a shred of sanity could possibly believe it. But yet, he exists, and he believes it. I mean, he's not kidding.
No.
Gene Ray's not putting you on. He really believes that you're educated, stupid, and all clock faces are wrong. And so the point is, just because it says it on a website, just because somebody's a doctor, doesn't mean squat. And it doesn't mean squat until somebody else can verify it. Some other doctors can run tests and verify that what that other doctor is saying is true. Doctors are a dime a dozen. Some of them are scam artists. Some of them really do want to help people. And some of them are totally nuts.
I would value the opinions of Dr. Seuss or Dr. Dre over those of Dr. Gene Ray.
Yeah. Yeah, so be very careful. When somebody...
And did anyone check Gene Ray's credentials, by the way? I mean, I made a big deal of saying, Ian, you're being disrespectful. It's Dr. Gene Ray. But
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that Dr. Gene Ray's...
He could very well be a doctor, though. I mean,
he could have got it out of a Cracker Jack
box.
Maybe
he's a podiatrist.
Well, anyway,
he's a proctologist.
He continues here. He says, this is all smoke and mirrors, and I can't comprehend how anyone can believe the crap from that doctor, let alone all of you at Free Talk Live. Wisest human in the world? That makes me sick. Do you know who Norman Borlaug is?
Oh, yes.
I should don't remember, but he suggests that Penn and Teller know who he is.
Yes, he's the guy that somehow,
through genetic engineering of food sources, has saved something like a billion lives.
There's a lot. Corn makes a lot more corn because of this.
Yeah. This is just my opinion, says Matt, but there's no hard feelings, I hope. I'm just completely shocked that Free Talk Live would give this guy a whole hour, but somebody like so-and-so, our competitor, anyway, wouldn't give Free Talk Live wouldn't give 5 minutes. Sorry if I'm coming off attacking you or FTL. I don't mean to. I'm kind of in a rush. Thanks for your time, Matt. It's okay, Matt. You just didn't get it. And that's okay. Not everybody.
I can understand why they'd be scared. I mean, there aren't many shows like this out there.
Right.
I'd venture to say that we're the only show out there like this.
Like what?
Just freedom-oriented, all
yes.
About the caller. And,
right.
And to hear this has just got to be a blow to everything you hold dear.
Yeah, you think that we're sensible, you think that we're rational, and we are. And then all of a sudden we have this nutcase on and we take him seriously. But you see, we had to take him seriously to keep him on. Yeah, he was on for an hour, but that's because he was good for an hour. And in fact, if we had more calls, it would have been better. We tried to suggest it on the air. We tried to say, call in. We said, call in and ask him anything. Of course, one of the problems is our weekday show, it was a weekday show, so we don't have as many affiliates on our weekday show as we do on our weekend show.
Right.
So we don't have as big of a base of callers to pull from, and since we didn't explain the scam, that was kind of our fault. But nonetheless, we still had a lot of fun with him, because if we weren't having fun with Gene Ray, he'd have been done after 15 minutes or 30 minutes.
Sure.
And again, we're
going to get rid of him.
We've gotten accolades from plenty of listeners saying it was a great great hour. So if you listened to it and you didn't get it, go listen to it again. Now that you know it was a scam, and you'll hear all of the jokes that we made. There's some good ones in there, and I don't want to toot my own horn, but man, subtlety definitely works with that guy. Anyway, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-5791. To a short email from Dosky. He says, I just had a thought and was wondering if you could offer some insight. Do you think that it would be possible that when a country goes to war, that it could send the message to people that killing another human being is able to be justified, thus some people believing that killing someone else is justifiable if they have strong enough reasons, like we want to go to war? Could it be that the government's teaching those who are more impressionable that violence is acceptable as long as you have the right reasons? I believe that this could very well be true, and I believe that violence never solves anything. But I was wondering how you felt about it. We'll talk about it coming up. 800-259-5791. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Moments remain. Might be able to slip you in. 1-800-259-5791. Is Ian here with you?
And Jason.
And man, which...
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. Archives, updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming all for free. And will continue to be for free because we think that you shouldn't have to pay to listen to this show. But if you do want to...
God knows it's not worth it.
If you do want to give us some of your hard-earned cash, well, we have an option for you. It's called AMP, and it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free and you think it's worth maybe $3 a month, you can help us promote this show to more radio stations, to more Internet listeners. That's the point of AMP. We literally take the money that comes in, the $3 a month from you, and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show, meaning more people will come across the message of freedom and liberty, and from time to time, a crackpot.
Yeah, one day Free Talk Live will take over the world, but the AMP program can help us do it sooner.
Absolutely. AMP.freetalklive.com is where you go to get the details. In fact, we've actually got little bonuses that we're going to give out as we go along on our path towards our goal with AMP. In fact, once we reach half of our goal, we'll cut out 2 minutes of commercials from the hour. And we'll cut another 2 minutes off once we reach our goal.
You can't complain about that.
That's a total, reduction of 25% of our commercial time. And we will do it once we reach the goals. AMP.freetalklive.com. So, again, quick answer to the question here. Does a country sending people off to war make it so that violence is justified? Is is it that are we kind of subtly telling people that violence is okay in certain circumstances by sending people off to war?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to repeat his last phrase.
His last phrase is, I never believed that violence solves anything, but I was wondering how you felt about it.
Now, if a guy's coming at you with a knife, violence solves things.
Absolutely. In self-defense.
Sure. In self-defense.
But that's violence in the face of violence.
Yes.
In terms of initiating violence.
Right.
I mean, that's
preemptive wars and all that good stuff.
That's a horse of
all
a different
that.
Color.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
but the thing is that we've taught, in schools it seems to propagate itself, but we've taught everybody sort of this phrase, violence never solved anything. And that is an irresponsible use
I agree
of the language.
Yes, it is.
And let's not do it.
Force, initiation of force never solves anything, is more accurate. With that, we go to John, the homeless man in Little Rock. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich. Hello.
Yes, greetings from the home of the Asian porno star, William Drop Your Pants Clinton.
How you doing, sir?
In that trailer park they call the Presidential Library.
You've got about 30 seconds tonight,
right.
John. What's on your mind?
Well, I want y'all to pray for me. I've been interviewed for a job at City Hall.
All right.
And it's going to be a janitorial position.
Wait, great. City Hall?
Going straight to the top.
City Hall, is that what
yes,
you said?
Yes, that's correct.
Remember, that's fabulous.
Remember I told you about that meeting?
Right. Yeah?
I talked to your assistant manager, Brian Day.
Where? Very cool. Said, are they going to give you a uniform?
Yes, I believe so. He said
sharp.
If they get me started, they're going to hire me. I mean, put me on work Monday so I can make the payroll.
I want photographic evidence, John. I want to see a picture of you scrubbing some floors in City Hall. Otherwise, I'm not going to believe it. All right? Can you get me that?
I think I can do that.
All right. We'll talk to you later, man. Thanks. 800-259-5791. Homeless,
Free
John.
Free Talk Live changes lives.
Yep.
We changed lives.
We actually sent a little girl back to school a few years ago.
Right. Oh, yeah, the little girl going back to school. John's
getting a
job. George is quitting his government job.
Amazing.
Going on. Yeah.
You know, the times like these warm my heart.
Mm-hmm. The reason we do this show.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
The cockles of my heart, even. And Manwich.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure either.
But we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show. Amp. freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to...